Ancestry is the trickiest part of the biological profile, and often a difficult concept for newcomers to wrap their heads around. This is because biological races do not exist. Humans are a relatively new species in the span of Earth's history, and there just hasn't been enough time for human populations to become discretely genetically distinct. However, human variation across the globe does exist and is influenced by a combination of factors, including gene flow, selection, and environmental factors. Estimating ancestry not only provides us with an additional layer to help narrow down a list of missing persons, but it's also important to being able to properly construct the rest of the biological profile discussed above. Ancestry is very important to consider as population history, both evolutionary and behavioral, may influence the skeleton. Since many of our methods are derived from studying skeletal samples of known age, sex, stature, and ancestry, also known as population-specific data, it's important to consider that some standard methods may not be appropriate for the unknown individual. This is because the individual may come from an ancestral population that's not represented in the skeletal sample used to create the method. For example, activity patterns can have an influence on how our bones change throughout adulthood. Bones from a more sedentary population will appear different than individuals of the same age in a laborious farming community. This may have a significant impact on your overall age estimates. Additionally, due to a variety of evolutionary factors, human populations express differences in the proportions of long bones and how much length they contribute to overall stature. Further, different populations express sexual dimorphism differently. Therefore, methods should be used that have been derived from a population that's most closely related to the unknown individual. If not available, then methods that have been created using individuals of diverse backgrounds should be considered.